بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى دَائِكُمْ وَدَوَائِكُمْ. Should I not show you your sickness and your cure? In Arabic, the word for sickness is da'un, and the word for medicine and cure is dawa. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the Sahaba. Anas radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah said, "Ala adullukum? Should I not indicate to you your sicknesses and also the remedy, the cure?" He said, "The sicknesses da'ukum." Al-dhunub, sins. Sins are your sicknesses. That is your disease. Wadawa'ukum al-istighfar. And the dawa' for that sickness is istighfar. Saying, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. When a person is making istighfar, he's seeking Allah Ta'ala's pardon, Allah's forgiveness. He's asking Allah Ta'ala to cover and conceal his faults. The word istighfar, the word ghafara, in Arabic comes from the word mighfar, and mighfar means a helmet, a covering. So Allah is actually covering our faults. Allah is pardoning us. Allah is forgiving us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one sitting, one gathering, Sahaba would count, he would say, astaghfirullah, 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 100 times. He was ma'soom. He committed no sins. Every Nabi is forgiven. They committed no sins. Despite that, he still made istighfar to show us the ummah, his ummah, how important it is for us to continuously make tawbah, istighfar, and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. In this, Anas radiallahu anhu narrates another narration in which he says, Rasulullah says that Allah Ta'ala says, this is hadith Qudsi, that all my servants, إِنَّكَ مَا دَعُوتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مِكَّ وَلَا أُبَالِي. He says, Allah Ta'ala says, oh my banda, as long as you have hopes in me and you make dua to me, so you supplicate, you turn to me, you have hopes in me, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا عَلَى مِنْكَ, whatever you committed, whatever sins you committed, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Allah says, I don't have to be bothered and concerned how much of sins you committed. And therefore, the second part of the hadith, Rasulullah says that Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. If your sins are equivalent, or it reaches right till the clouds of the sky, imagine from the earth, so many heaps of sin that it continues, it accumulates, it reaches the skies. Allah Ta'ala says, I will still forgive you. And there's nothing for me to forgive. Then Allah Ta'ala says, oh my servants, if you come to me with the entire world of sins, بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا. Imagine a whole world, can we picture? Not just one town, an entire world. In other words, the number of sins we committed, it fills in the whole world. لَا تُشْرِكُ بِي شِئَا. Condition, you don't associate any partners with me. You have tawheed. You believe only in my oneness. Allah says, لَأَتَيْتُكَ بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ مَغْفِرَةً. I will meet you with a whole world of forgiveness. All your sins are forgiven. And therefore it is mentioned in the hadith, طُوبَى لِمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صَحِيفَةِ إِسْتِغْفَارًا كَثِيرًا. Glad tidings, خُشْ خَبْرِ be to that person who on the day of Qiyamah, when he will see his nama'i a'mal, and he'll find so much istighfar written that he made in this world. Every time you make istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, it is recorded. And all those istighfar will carry weight for him on the day of Qiyamah. It will be a means of his salvation in the Akhirat. Like this, there are so many other hadith. Rasulullah says, من لزم الاستغفار جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. Whoever clings onto istighfar, the word lazima is used, to hold onto istighfar, not just once, or once a while, on some occasion, just make astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. That astaghfirullah we make also, Hazrat Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi alayhi say, istighfaruna, or istighfar is such, yahtaju ila istighfarin kathir. The way we make istighfar, we have to make istighfar for the istighfar the way we make. Because we make with no dhyan, no concentration, we're not even bothered. Our eyes are still looking at haram, we're still backbiting, we got tasbih in our hand, we're gossiping, and we're saying astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. When we sing astaghfirullah, ponder, reflect, we are talking to Allah. Oh Allah, you forgive me. Allah, you pardon me. So whoever clings onto istighfar, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and these are the words by Abdul Wahab, Damat Barakatuhum, from Raiwin, one of our very senior elders, very, very old, but we cannot go into his lifestyle, what a great wali of Allah ta'ala he is. He mentioned one of the ijtima's that the same hadith, he said, but the problem is we don't say it with yaqeen. We don't say it with confidence. We just say istighfar. Look at this hadith and see the benefits of this, of istighfar. Whoever clings onto istighfar, Allah will make an opening for him, a relief for him from all type of difficulties. Life has become constrained, narrow. He's pareshan, whether it is business, whether it is family, whether it is some depression, whatever it is, he's dhiq. The word in Arabic, dhiq, means something which is tight, narrow. Everything seems that you got no escape from it now. It's one after the other. But you make istighfar, you hold on to istighfar. You make istighfar in abundance. Allah Ta'ala will make for you a makhraja, an exit from that problem. Wa min kulli hammin faraja, and even from every sorrow, there will be a relief. Allah will give you happiness. That sorrow will be removed. And thirdly, wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. On top of that, Allah will provide for you rozi and sustenance from unseen sources. Allah will give you rozi, sustenance from unseen sources just by holding on to istighfar. Whatever the difficulty, whatever the pareshani is, abundant istighfar, and you see how Allah Ta'ala makes an opening. There is Sayyidul Istighfar. Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu anhu narrated this hadith, and in which he mentions Rasulullah SAW explained, you know, we have the leader of this people, the leader of this nation, the leader of this group, he is the most important person. In this hadith, Sayyidul Istighfar. From all the istighfar we make, the leader. And this particular dua, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani, wa ana abduka, wa ana ala ahdika, wa wa'adika mastata'at, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu, abu'u laka bi ni'matika aliyya, wa abu'u bi dhanbi, faghfir li innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta, faghfir li warhamni innaka antal ghafurur rahim. So this Sayyidul Istighfar, Allahumma anta rabbi, you are talking to Allah, making dua to Allah. Wallah, you my Rabb. La ilaha illa anta. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped beside you. Khalaqtani, you created me. Wa ana abduk, I am your slave. I am your banda, I am your bandi. I am your slave, I am your bondsman. Khalaqtani wa ana abduk. Wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika mastata'at. Allah, in alam arwah, when you said, when all the souls were there, you addressed us. Allah said, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Every single person, we have forgotten. But every single soul said, Bala, indeed, O Allah, you are our Rabb. All of us acknowledged it. So in this dunya, Allah has placed us. Ya Allah, as this pledge and promise I took, that I will obey you, I will follow your Sharia. Ya Allah, I'm trying to the best of my ability, I'm following this pledge and covenant that I have made with you. أَبُؤُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ وَاللَّهِ I confess that you have given me all these bounties that I'm enjoying. In other words, I'm making shukr. I acknowledge that you have given me. I acknowledge all the bounties you have given me. And also the sins that I am committing, I have perpetrated, I confess, Ya Allah, I have done wrong. فَغْفِرْ لِي وَاللَّهِ you forgive me. Because there's nobody else who can forgive me besides you. Warhamni, have mercy upon me. You are most forgiving, you are most merciful. This Sayyidul Istighfar, you'll find in the kitabs. It's very important to at least once a day make the Sayyidul Istighfar. Also in the tashahud, after At-Tahiyyat, we read Durud upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then one dua Rasulullah taught Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Allahumma inni dhulamtu nafsi dhulman kathira, wa fi riwayatin kabira. Oh Allah, I have oppressed myself. I have committed many sins Wallah, I've committed a big sin, a major sin. Wallah, you forgive me. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. And there's nobody else who can forgive me besides you. Wallah, you forgive me. Forgive me from your side. A complete forgiveness. So this is a masnoon dua. Rasulullah taught Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, we should make this dua before the salam or after the attahiyat. We should try and read this dua also in our salat. Nonetheless, the importance of istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. It will cleanse our heart. Like how dhikrullah is the polish of the heart. In one hadith, istighfar has also been mentioned that it removes the rust of the heart. In a hadith in Tirmidhi, in Muslim Sharif, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrates a hadith that Allah ta'ala says, Ya ibadi innakum tukhti'una billayli wal nahar, wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a, fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. Oh my banda, you commit sins day and night. All of us acknowledge that. All of us confess that. Day and night we commit sins. Allah says, fastaghfiruni, turn to me, repent. I will forgive all your sins. So Allah is so kind. Allah is so ghafur rahim. Let us make it a habit of every day for our lives, some portion of the time istighfar. Even when you're driving in the car, instead of wasting our time, astaghfirullah, 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 with concentration. And then we will feel, inshallah, that burden of sins that's on our heart, slowly, slowly it will disappear. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Recite the Rosh Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Sayyidina Muhammad.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله ما لغناكم معافر ما لخطاكم معافر يا الله هم كمزوره هم لماره ہم ضعیف ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں یا سیاکار ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ cleanse and purify our hearts my Allah یا اللہ before moth strikes my Allah یا اللہ make us become clean pure and pure my Allah یا اللہ don't make us leave this world in a filthy condition my Allah یا اللہ remove from our hearts any kufr any shirk any nifaq any bid'ah my Allah یا اللہ grant us tawheed my Allah یا اللہ make us become pious and nek and salih my Allah Allah guide us every second of our life. Protect us, help us. Bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your adhaat. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the tawfiq of your ta'at. Ya Allah, help us to follow Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let our tongues be engaged in your dhikr, my Allah. And tilawat of the Qur'an, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in good company, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Don't make any morsel of haram enter our bellies, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us earn only halal. Provide for us halal. Make us use it in the correct ways, in the halal ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us hidayat. Give the ummah of Nabiya Kareem some hidayat. Ya Allah, protect us, ya Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitil, from the hasr of the hasidin, from the dhulam of the zalimin. Ya Allah, protect us from all jinn, jadu, and nazar, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are sick and ailing. So many requested du'as today also, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mort, mort in good iman, Madina Sharif. Grant us Baril, Jannatul Baqi, the Shafa'at of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the cool Mustafa wise. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, Ya Allah, whatever's worries and grief and sorrows our brothers have here tonight, and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home, Ya Allah. Whatever parishani we have, difficulties, remove it, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. There is nobody else who can fulfill our needs besides you, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah, this Saturday night after Maghrib Salah, we have Bayjan from Sakkar, who is the son of Haji Farooq Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He used to come often before, and after long he's coming again. This program will take place in our masjid. Very humble person, very pious, very nice to sit in his gathering, benefit from him, inshallah. So we should try and avail ourselves. These great people are coming, they're making a qurbani, a sacrifice. And they are from the family of Ahlullah. So inshallah we should also try and avail, make avail of this opportunity and come for this program. Also after that, Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, his program is made out. So he'll be coming on the 5th. So for the next 2-3 weeks, we might not be able to have a Thursday program because these mashayikh are around. They'll be having programs nearby. If the program is far away, then we can have some program. Otherwise, we should try and attend the program, inshallah.